Line upon line. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Learn how the shepherds heard of Christ's birth. Verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Shepherds. These were more than just simple shepherds. According to the prophet Alma, they were just and holy men. Alma chapter 13, verse 26. 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Glory of the Lord. This phrase appears frequently in the Scriptures and often refers to an outward and visible manifestation of the divine presence. Bible Dictionary, Glory of the Lord. Verse 10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Good tidings. The Greek root for this phrase is the same as the one for gospel, which means good news, specifically the news that Christ has come to earth as the Savior of the world. Verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Jesus is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God. He is the great King Emmanuel, who stands today on the right hand of his Father. He is the light, the life, and hope of the world. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. God be thanked for the matchless gift of his divine Son. From the living Christ, the testimony of the apostles, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Ensign, April 2000, page 3. Verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Swaddling clothes. Narrow strips of cloth wrapped around a baby to restrict movement. Manger, an open box in which feed is placed for cattle to eat. Verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, verse 14, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God. At the birth of Jesus Christ, a multitude of angels praised God for the gift of his Son. How can you show thanks to Heavenly Father for the Savior? Here are just a few ideas. Thank Heavenly Father in your prayers, both in public and in private. Bear testimony of Christ in your home, in testimony meetings, and at other times when prompted by the Spirit. Follow Christ's example by serving others. Record your spiritual experiences and write about your feelings regarding Christ in your journal. Share Christ's gospel with others. Sing or play the hymns about Christ, and try to feel and express their true meaning. Editor's note: This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.